Upon hearing the reading and interpretation of the word, friends, let us say together what it is that we believe using the affirmation of faith that's found in the front of the large blue hymnal on page 14. And today we'll be using the traditional translation. Friends, what is it that we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, my heart is a little heavy today. As we were eating breakfast, we heard of a shooting that happened in Cincinnati where basically a baby shower was invaded by evil and people, including small children, were killed. As Sharon said, the world needs us now more than ever. Let us renew our commitment to following the Prince of Peace. Let us renew our commitment to working in his service, not only on Sundays, but as we go through our lives, so that we may bring his light into those dark places that we have, not only in the world, but in our very community, in our next door neighbors. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come together on Sunday to worship you and fellowship with each other, help us remember our commitment to you, to the path of Christ, to being more Christ-like with each person that we meet. And Lord, part of that commitment is the giving of our times, our tithes, and our talents to you and to your work. Please, Lord, help us to remember that what we share back with you today is only a small token of the many, many blessings that you shower upon us daily. Lord, thank you for all you do. For it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would the deacons come forward, please?
Thank you. Friends, I think this is my favorite part of the service because I get to hear about your joys and concerns. Not that I don't hear about them other times, but this is a time when we can share them with each other, which is part of what we're here for, which is part of why we come together to be community and to share with each other what's going on in our lives and our friends' lives, our extended community that we all are concerned about. And so I have to say that I share with Jeff this morning just a little despair. When I hear about things that happen, tragedies such as the one in Coleraine Township and other places across the world, I kind of despair for the human race. But when we come together in prayer, that's when my heart lifts and I feel like anything is possible. So I begin with a prayer from Jack for Jeff Harold's family, who died suddenly after camping with autistic children at Buckhorn. Pray for Jeff's family, as well as the staff and the children. Also, Third is having Vacation Bible School this week, today through Thursday. I'm sure that they could use extra hands and extra prayers, if nothing else. So if you're interested in helping, talk to Jack, and you can pray without asking. But please do. Please remember Third. From Janet, she asks prayers for her friend Ruth in intensive care, who is having problems breathing with a collapsed lung. And also she asked prayers for the people involved with the shooting. One person was killed. The pregnant woman lost the baby, and three children were shot as well. Pam asks that we pray for Paul Miller and his daughter's family, who are hiking to the Phantom Ranch in the Grand Canyon today and tomorrow. So I hope they have fun and good weather, and everybody at lots of water, and that everybody gets back safely. Dan and Dawn, I think, are traveling back today, or maybe they're already back, but they're traveling. There are others traveling. Do we have any other prayer requests we'd like to share today? Yes, Jim?
I have a date along for Bob Elhart, one of the residents at Colonial Heights. His surgery on his leg will be this coming Wednesday. So we'll keep Bob and his wife, Mary, in prayers. I would appreciate it.
And what kind of surgery? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Pray for Jim's friend Bob and his wife Mary as he has some surgery this week. Joanna?
There are four birthdays this week. Cheryl and Linda and Aiden and Michael had birthdays this week, so we can say happy birthday.
Sure. Happy birthday to everybody. Linda, we can say it to you here, and the girls are in the back, so make sure you tell them happy birthday. Shall we sing? Happy birthday. Continue to pray for the family of Tony Velkley, who passed away after a long, long battle with cancer. He's the father of one of Becky's students named Tristan. So let us continue to pray for the Velkley family. Are there any other prayer requests we have today?
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to ask for prayers for my daughter's husband's family.
Okay.
It's a large family, and they have lost a family member at least
Okay.
It just hits them so hard.
Sure.
I've had so many.
Okay.
Chuck's family.
Chuck's family. So pray for Joanna's son-in-law's family. His name is Chuck. And on the losses that they have suffered, particularly the latest one, 42-year-old nephew. Are there other prayer requests we have today? Then let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. And please note that the closing part of the prayer is responsive. Let us pray. God of possibilities, we share our joys and concerns with you that we might feel connected to you. Hear now these prayers of ourselves, our community, and the world. Gracious God, we thank you for the many blessings that you have given to us. But when we look around past our blessings, we notice all of the darkness that is still part of your world. Sometimes, Lord, it becomes unbearable, discouraging, troubling, as we seek to find ways to bring your light and your love to this broken world. We know that when we lift our prayers to you, you hear them. And so today, we pray for our world. We pray for the beauty that is there. And thank you for that. And pray that it will continue to exist. And we pray also for the places where the earth is treated violently because of war, because changing weather patterns, because of human neglect. We are stewards of your earth, Lord, and help us to be better stewards, that you might find pleasing the way we treat your world. Lord, we pray for those places where there is violence that rules the day, places where there is war, the Middle East and places in South America and other places, places where families face personal tragedies, cities that have such disparate neighborhoods, places where some people might be afraid to go, but other people have to live. Lord, we pray that your presence will be a part of all of those places, that the people who live in safety might be moved to work for justice for those who must live in danger. Justice, freedom from oppression, freedom from fear. And so we pray today for places like Coleraine Township and those who were involved in the gender reveal baby shower party last night, where there was the loss of an adult life, the loss of an unborn child, the loss, the shooting of three children and several other people. Lord, I don't know why this happened, what puts such evil in the hearts of people, but I pray that you will open our hearts and minds to come together in communities to help eradicate this sort of violence from our cities and from the world. We pray also these prayers that are close to us, for Ruth, who is in intensive care with problems breathing and a collapsed lung, for Paul Miller and his daughter's family as they hike to the Phantom Ranch today and tomorrow, for Jeff Harold's family and the staff and children of Buckhorn on his death. For VBS at Third Presbyterian Church today through Thursday, that they may have plenty of hands to help, plenty of children to enjoy and learn about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Plenty of prayers for that. We pray for the family of Tony Vilkley, who passed away after a long battle with cancer. We pray for Bob and his wife Mary, as Bob will be having surgery this week on Wednesday. And we pray for Chuck's family, who have had suffered losses over the past several years, each loss building on the other to become harder and harder to bear, particularly when it is a younger member of the family. Lord, we offer to you these prayers, and we offer also those that are known only to us in our hearts in this moment of quiet meditation. Amen. As we offer our prayers to you, O God, may we do so with grateful and open hearts. Our sending hymn is God Whose Giving Knows No Ending, number 422.
Thank you.
as we go forth from this place, let us go forth to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.